The most operationally significant development in the Middle East overnight involves Kuwait, which is not a country that typically makes the lead. Kuwaiti air defenses shot down a volley of Iranian drones that were targeting Ahmad al-Jaber Air Base, the facility that houses significant U.S. military assets. Iran's stated justification was that it was targeting American military presence, not Kuwaiti sovereignty. Kuwait confirmed material damage but reported no casualties. That distinction, damaged property versus dead soldiers, is doing enormous diplomatic work right now.
It's worth stepping back and understanding what Ahmad al-Jaber actually represents strategically. This is one of the primary staging and logistics hubs for U.S. air operations across the region. Iranian drones getting through Kuwait's airspace, even partially, is a signal about both Iranian drone capability and the limits of the defensive perimeter the U.S. and its Gulf partners have constructed. The fact that Kuwait intercepted most of them and reported only material damage is the best possible news from a bad situation. But the attempt itself is what matters for deterrence calculations.
And this connects directly to a separate incident in the Strait of Hormuz, where an unknown projectile struck a commercial tanker off Oman's coast, disabling its engine room. The attribution is still contested, but the timing, simultaneous with heightened U.S.-Iran military friction, is not coincidental. The Strait of Hormuz handles roughly 20% of global oil trade. We are now 6 months into the closure of the strait to normal commercial traffic, and the downstream effects are being felt everywhere. Beer prices are up, paint is up, French fry costs are up for restaurants, not because of domestic policy, but because the commodity and shipping cost surge from Hormuz is working its way through global supply chains.
Foreign policy analysts are now publicly calling the five-month U.S.-Iran conflict a strategic defeat for Washington, and it's worth being specific about why. The two primary stated objectives at the outset were regime change in Tehran and the neutralization of Iran's nuclear program. Neither has been achieved. Iran still has a functioning government. Its nuclear infrastructure has been damaged but not destroyed, and the country has now demonstrated the capability to project force into Kuwaiti airspace. Trump is claiming success based on the absence of a nuclear weapon being deployed, which is a very different bar than what was initially described.
Ray Dalio made an interesting framing this week. He compared the Iran war to Britain's Suez Crisis of 1956. That parallel is deliberately provocative, and I think it's worth unpacking. The Suez Crisis was the moment the world recognized that British imperial power had passed its peak. Britain and France launched a military operation in Egypt, achieved initial military success, and then were forced to withdraw under American and Soviet pressure. The lesson wasn't about military capability, it was about overextension and the gap between a nation's ambitions and its actual leverage in a changed world order. Dalio is suggesting we're watching a similar revelation about American power.
I think Dalio's analogy has merit but also limitations. Britain in 1956 was genuinely in decline, economically exhausted after World War II, losing its empire, and dependent on American financial support. The United States today still has unmatched military capability in the reserve currency. But the point about overextension is fair. When you can't close the Strait of Hormuz to Iranian influence after 5 months of conflict, and Iranian drones are reaching Kuwait, there's a gap between the objective and the outcome that analysts are right to interrogate.
Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia is reportedly planning a naval and ground offensive in central Yemen to break the Houthi blockade that's threatening Saudi oil export routes. And in a separate but related development, Saudi Arabia and Jordan have both warned Iraq of strikes if attacks from Iraqi territory continue. The region is experiencing a cascading set of conflicts where every actor is trying to use the chaos to settle regional scores, and the U.S. is trying to manage multiple simultaneous fires.
There's also the Ukraine angle on Iran. Ukraine called an Iranian ship strike unintentional and is actively trying to cool tensions with Tehran, which is a fascinating piece of diplomatic triangulation. Ukraine needs to avoid having Iran fully aligned against it, even as Iran is supplying Russia with drones. And speaking of drones, that leads us directly into what's happening on Europe's Eastern Front.